Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in. Got a great podcast for you today. We're going to talk about how to choose the right hotel if you're planning your trip to Hawaii. We're also going to talk a little bit about Hawaii 5.0 and other series that are here in Hawaii that are contributing to our great bounce back here in the tourism industry. We'll also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's an excellent segment for you because we actually go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So stay tuned for that because it gives you a great idea of what things are costing for a vacation to Hawaii. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also reach us by giving us a call at 1-800-843-8771. Got a lot of ground to cover. This is our 434th podcast for January 18th, 2020. And 11. Gosh, there's lots of ways to get a hold of us now. You know, we just launched last week our iPhone and Android app. So if you have an iPhone or you have an Android, just either go to the App Store or the Market and key in Hawaii Aloha. Those two words, Hawaii Aloha, and you will find us. And please download the app. We're getting a lot of good feedback from it. And there's a great place there to ask questions. It's called the fan page. I'm trying to rename it so it'd just be called Ask Us or something. But you can get a hold of us right from the app. So it's kind of cool. And you can just, there I said it again. I did my Miley Cyrus, it's kind of cool thing. Always get in trouble with that. Anyway. Get involved with us. Get the app. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to communicate with us. We're also going to be giving away a lot of information, and we're going to try and do some special things for people who are our app. What should we call those? Our app followers? I don't know what to call you guys yet. We've had over 700 downloads of it since we launched it. It's almost like 100 a day. So we're pretty excited about the response from it, and we're getting really good feedback on the app. So get in there, enjoy it. It's a really great way to keep in touch with all of our content. That's the thing. So hopefully that'll help you out if you're planning your Hawaii vacation. Just, it's been a great week. On Friday, we weren't able to do the show. I was having all these technical problems and ended up just saying the hell with it. Mostly it's with that, it's using the chroma key. Because I use a green screen for that, and while it's really great live, when I tried to get a copy of it, you know, a digital copy of it, the quality was awful. And we had the interview with Carrie Tagawa here, and it looked great live. And then when we went to tape and looked at it, it was just awful. I posted it anyway, but it just came out awful, and I know it. And so back to the drawing board on that. It really is just basically lighting issue. And if we do have guests, we still can do that. But, you know, it's pretty obvious where we are. We are in Hawaii. Let's take a quick look at that crater cam because we've been getting lots of questions about the weather. This is like probably the biggest question I've been getting right now. What's the weather like? And I've been putting some weather updates on the app. So if you're on the app or you get the app, you'll hear my attempt at being a weather guy. Yesterday I was out in Waikiki and did a quick thing at Ala Moana Beach Park so you can get an idea of what the weather's like. But the weather has been actually pretty good. Now today it's cloudy, but it's just cloudy. It isn't raining and it's kind of cool out. Like I went for my run this morning and it was great. I love it when it's like cooler out during the run, because you can, you know, I just do so much better, obviously, when it's a little cooler out. So, you know, with the weather, it's just one of those things you can't really plan around it. I mean, you can't, you know, don't worry about it, is my thing about the weather. And usually I'm pretty spot on about it. I mean, if it rains, it rains for maybe, I mean, the worst that can happen, it rains for a day. But we've had, you know, a lot of weather this year so far. And, of course, you're coming here for that beautiful weather, obviously, but it still is not cold. I mean, even if it rains, and I really don't want to get bogged down in the whole weather thing, but I know that a lot of people are concerned about it. So check out the app. I'm talking a lot about it on the app. Lots of things going on this past week. We've had a great couple of days. We went to a launch the other day for a wonderful new store down in Waikiki. It's called the Aloha Aina Boutique. We're doing a blog about it. I did a video about it, but I just wanted to mention it quickly because I really appreciate them inviting us. It's on the second floor at the Royal Hawaiian Center. And now this is a made in Hawaii boutique. That's what's cool about it. All of the designers are local designers. And, you know, while you can find, you know, touristy, Hawaii Ana kind of stuff and all the touristy type stores, this is kind of a unique store because it's all done by local vendors, local artists, local designers right here in Hawaii. So I think that's what makes it unique. And they have some beautiful, gorgeous items there. Everything from handbags to jewelry to clothing, all really, really, you know, handmade in Hawaii. And I think that's a great place to go. So make sure that you check it out when you come to Hawaii. You check out the Aloha Aina Boutique. I did a video on it. Just check out the videos. It's on the app too. Check it out. I think you'll really be, you know, you're really going to get real true Hawaiian made products there. And I love that idea. So congratulations to Seon and the whole team over there at the Aloha Aina Boutique at the Royal Hawaiian Shopping Center. So you definitely want to check that out. Now, I'd like to do, you know, every Monday is Hawaii 5-0. Hawaii 5-0 is huge here. And I should have put those pictures up, but I actually, if you go to our Facebook page or you go to the blog page, you'll see some pictures I took yesterday. We just happened to be down in Waikiki, and it turns out that they were filming an episode of Hawaii 5-0 at the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel, and it was so exciting. We were there, and we found out earlier that a lot of the stars were there, and this is an episode that apparently Grace Park, who plays, what is her character anyway? I forget what her character is. Tell Ollie that we're on the air right now. I forget what character she plays. Kono. She plays Kono, of course. And she plays Kono, and she apparently gets thrown off the balcony over there. That's what I heard. And prior to us being there, she was there. But it was just amazing to watch them shoot this thing. They were shooting a sequence, I guess, where somebody comes up the escalator. And it's amazing, you know, how much goes in to a production like this, and we got some video up there, and I took some pictures, and it was just a lot of fun being on the set. But you have to just give it to Hawaii 5-0, who got picked up now for another season. And this is really, if you want to know what it's like in Hawaii, just watch Hawaii 5-0. It's just a beautiful postcard, really, of what it's like here. And I think it's really great for our economy. Not just that series, there's another series, Off the Map, that is here too from ABC. And we watched that show. But last night was an interesting episode. So I thought maybe every Monday I'd do a little bit of a recap, because I know we got a lot of Hawaii 5-0 fans and a lot of opinions about it. Now, the thing about Hawaii 5-0 is that because we're locals, we catch a lot of things here that you guys don't catch on the mainland. And one of the things that that always drives us crazy here about the Hawaii 5-0 episodes is the crazy geography that goes on the site. And it always makes for good fodder. It always makes for good discussion for us here, because we see something like in one scene and then they're supposed to be in one place, but they're really in another place. And yesterday was a perfect example of it. They were headed to Ka'ave Street, right? And they ended up on Nu'uanu Avenue, which is where, near the waterfront, near where Aloha Tower is, right? Which is nowhere near Ka'ave Street, you know, that kind of stuff. And they had a green and white sign. Did you see that? That actually says it. So if you look very closely, you'll see that they're actually on the wrong street. They're not on Ka'ave Street. So it's these kind of things. It's kind of hard to concentrate on the show when, you know, you're looking at all these things and you recognize them. It's like almost every single scene I seem to recognize in there. Anyway, it is interesting. And then, of course, we saw Chin Ho. He now has a love interest. Daniel Day Kim's character now has a love interest. And it's supposedly his ex-fiance. She's a nurse. And that is actually Ryko Ellsworth. And I think she's on that show 24. She was on that show 24. And they're seeing each other for the first time, apparently, since they broke up. But they broke up so long ago and they haven't talked about it, and she's wearing his ring still. So I don't know. But that's just the nature of these series, especially Hawaii Five-0. For you to try and look for, you know, I mean, it's obvious that this show is a show. And I loved all the double entendres in this week's show. They were comparing themselves to Chips and the characters in Chips. And I thought that was great. So it's always a lot of fun, and it's always interesting for us here. And I thought that this particular one, this show was very fast-paced. This episode, it was called Hei Kane Hi Ole. So that means the innocent man. I'm sure I butchered that a little bit. It's kind of a hard Hawaiian word. But, you know, did you notice all of a sudden McGarrett, he actually speaks Chinese? He speaks Chinesian. Who would have thunk it? And his Chinese was terrible because Yao Ling couldn't even recognize the words. So, I mean, it was just terrible. It was very forced. I didn't like his fake Chinese. But otherwise, a great episode, and the series is a huge success. So maybe every once in a while I'll be doing these little things about Hawaii Five-0. But let's get into talking a little bit about our topic. But before we do that, let's take a look at our crater cam. Looking outside once again, you can see no trade winds. And that's a big thing for us, is to be looking for those trade winds. And to be honest, when I see the lack of trade winds, I know some inclement weather is usually coming. So I'm not sure if a front's rolling in or not. I haven't checked the weather, but I'll be updating the weather on the app very shortly. Anyway, hopefully that helps you out. Now, if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, and this is the topic for today, is, you know, how to choose accommodations and lodging for your Hawaii vacation, because that's really the centerpiece of your stay. And it's really important to have a good idea of the kind of place you want to stay in, because Hawaii has, on all the islands, a large spectrum of properties and types of properties. And, you know, your purpose may, you know, your vacation may be for business or a holiday or a family vacation or reunion. You may be just coming in here for a sporting event or a special kind of event that takes place here. I mean, we have like Aloha Week and lots of events and hula halaus and the whole, you know, the hula festivals and stuff. And there might be a special sport. A lot of golfers come in here. But knowing your purpose is always helpful, and giving us this information is always helpful too. Is it a special occasion too? So you want to ask yourself several questions. I'm going to go over some of these questions. And of course, giving us a call is one thing. But if you have some of these questions answered before you give us a call to book your Hawaii vacation, a lot of times that's going to make it's going to make our job easier, and we're going to get a little bit further with you if we have these questions answered. So you want to ask yourself first, do you have an island preference? Do you know which island that you want to visit, or are you considering multi-island packages? Many people, I would say 50% of the people who book with us, are inquiring about a multi-island package. We do get a lot of call for that. So you want to figure out which are the islands. Now, I'm not going to go into breaking down all the islands for you here, but you can find out this information very easily on our website and our blog. In fact, there's a whole category devoted right on our website, which island to choose, and there's our podcast too. So you can see our whole story about how to choose the island. And what kind of accommodations do you want? Do you want budget accommodations that's like 1 or 2 star, moderate accommodations, 2 to 3 star, or deluxe accommodation, 4 to 6 stars? How important is the beach to you? That's the big question we have. You know, a lot of people, they don't really have to be right on the beach, but they want to be close to the beach or near the beach. So how close to the beach you want to do, because that's also going to determine the cost of the hotel. Do you want to be, for instance, what part, like if you're coming to Oahu, what part of Waikiki do you want to be in? And there's different parts of Waikiki. I mean, there's the Diamond Head side, there's the central, and there's what I call the gateway to Waikiki, or the entrance to Waikiki. I usually call it like that. That's where the Ilokai is, and some of the hotels, the Ala Moana side. You know, which part is going to be better for you? And there's lots of pros and cons for all of them. You know, sometimes, like, we have people coming in for business, maybe you want to be downtown Honolulu. And of course, what kind of resort do you want? Do you want to be out, like, sometimes people ask us for huts in the middle of the, we don't have huts, by the way, we don't have grass shacks, those are long gone, we don't have those kind of things, but what kind of environment do you want for your property? Do you want it to be out in the middle of nowhere, or do you want to be where the action is? That's very important. And I think one of the things that it becomes a real sticky point for us is, what kind of budget do you have? A lot of times people don't want to give us their budget, you know, because they think it's a sales technique. No, for us, it's not. We want to know your budget so we can get you the most bang for your dollar. And you also want to find out whether or not, how important, what kind of amenities are important for you. Like, if you have to have amenities that a hotel has, like a spa and room service and lots of restaurants on the property, you need to let us know that, and you need to decide that too, because that can also affect what kind of property gets chosen and, of course, what the cost is going to be involved for that. So there's lots of factors that go into it. And then you want to also, I know a lot of people ask me about the clientele at a hotel. You know, some people, when they're booking their Hawaii vacation, let's say it's a couple, they don't want to be around kids. Now, this is a family destination. That's kind of hard to do. But there are some hotels that are more, lean more towards adults, or have complete adult pools or places where you're just not going to be around kids, that you want to consider if that's an issue. And that does come up quite a lot. So those are just some of the things. I'm going to be blogging about this, so you can get over to the podcast page and check out some of my thoughts about this. And hopefully that helps you just kind of get going on the whole thing. But the easiest way, give us a call. Have some of these questions answered. 1-800-843-8771. There's lots of agents here. They're all available to help you plan your a memorable Hawaii vacation and get the most for your vacation dollars. Now's the time when we like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So let's go over a couple of them. First, a package for two people leaving March 29th to April 6th. They're coming from Dallas, two people. They're going to be going to going to Maui, staying at the Fairmont Kailani. Beautiful. In a one-bedroom, partial ocean view, fifth night free. Now, this is a luxury package. Keep in mind, total package price, $53.38. Congratulations to the Dooleys, Diana and Gary. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. Nay, thanks so much. And thanks to Jesse over at Extension 42. Got one more quick one we can get to for two people. This is from Chicago to Honolulu, March 7th to the 14th, one-week vacation for two people, $22.64. Another great deal, staying at the Park Shore Waikiki Oceanfront Hotel Room. Congratulations to the Pirens, Anthony and Trina, and to Clay over at Extension 31. We're running right out of time, but we want to thank you for tuning in. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us here from Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.